Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf HaYomi. Menachos Kuf Hei. We begin on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. So we're dealing with a fellow who gets up and declares all types of pledges, which some are obscure and have to be clarified and defined. So we have a fellow who says Hare Alei Mincha. Now we know there are five variations of possible donated menachos that a person can bring, that are listed in the beginning of Parshas, in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. We have the Minchas HaSoilus, that's more of a plain, standard type of mincha. You mix the flour with the oil, etc. And then we have the Machvas, which is fried, shallow fried, Marcheshes, deep fried. And then we have the category called Mafitana, which really covers two sub-variations. So they're baked, but differently. We have the Chalis and the Rekikin. Chalis are more loaf, shaped, and Rekikin are more cracker style. So it's five in total. Soilas, Machmas, Marcheshes, Chalis, and Rekikin. And Chalis and Rekikin are really related. They're part of the same Mafitana, family, so to speak. Harei la Mincha. I'm going to bring in Mincha. But he didn't specify which one. Yavi Ezeh Shiyirtzeh, says the Mishnah. Ezeh Shiyirtzeh, it's up to him. Pick your choice. Rabbi Yehuda, however, says that he should bring, back in Mishnah, Bido Eimer, Yavi Minchas HaSoilus. No, he's meant to bring the Soilus, which is the first on the list. The more sort of plain, basic Mincha, Shei Biyuchedes, Shebe Menachos, that's the one that stands out from the Menachos. Now, what does that mean? Explains the Braisa, Tana. So the Brayis elaborates further on this reasoning. Since the Pasuk began, the Pasuk initiated the Mincha list with this item, with this type. And that's why we presume that when you say Mincha, it's referring to that type. Okay, El Miatav, that's the driving force. So then what happens to a person who says, Ha'imer Harei Alei Oila? I'm going to bring an oil, but it doesn't specify if it's going to be cattle, if it's going to be a sheep, goat. So according to you, Yavi ben Bakr is meant to bring cattle. Why? Hoil pasach boya kosav tchila, because back in the beginning of Vayikra, when the Torah speaks about different types of oil, we have the first one is ben Bakr. Then we go to the other types, sheep and goats. So since Stam refers to the first, so when he says Oila, it means a Ben Amokar. Right? Hoil. A Pasal, because of Tchil, since he's the first on the list. Or let's say he says, I'm going to bring an Oila Min Hatzoin. Hatzoin refers to various types of light animals, sheep, goats. He says, Min Hatzoin. So which one? Is it going to be a sheep or a goat? You should bring a sheep. Why? Yavi Keves. Hoil Pasal Boya, because of Tchil, because with respect to sheep and goats, keves is mentioned before the goats in the Torah. Or let's say he says, I'm going to bring oil from birds. Yavi Torah. Which one? Torah. Why? Hoil pasach because of tchil. Since that's the one that comes first in the Torah, before the Bnei Yaina. Now, if that's the case, Alam Atanas, so why do we learn in a Mishnah later on? Harei Alei Oila. A fellow pledges to bring an oil yavi keves. He can bring a keves. He need not bring cattle or cow. Because even a bird is okay. Torah, ben yoyin, different types of birds. But like Paul, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Does not voice his opposition. Does not disagree. But according to you, it's all about first. So why should he get away just with a bird? He has to bring cattle. Ella, rather, we're going to switch the reasoning here. So back in the Mishnah, we use the words miyuchedes shebemenachos, right? It's the one that stands out, unique. What's unique about it? Ella, my miyuchedes shebemenachos. What then does Rida mean when he says miyuchedes of the menachos? The lesle shem levoi. Some say levai, but Rabelski used to say levoi, like malava, to accompany. It has no accompanying descriptive title. It's just plain mincha, right? as opposed to the other menachis, which have an added, you know, adjective. It's minchas marcheshes, minchas machavas. So when he says mincha without specifying, we assume it's the plain mincha that is called mincha without any other add-ons. The less leishem livui. Well, says the Gemara, but you know that's good for the Mishnah. Miuchedes means it stands out in terms of its name, in terms of its title. But in the Braisa, which explained or viewed it further, it said it differently. But the Braisa explains that it has something to do with first on the list. That's the first one that the Torah introduces. Ka'amar, that's what the Braisa presented as the reason. No, the Braisa means like this. In reference to the Mishnah, we are Rabbi Yehuda. Points to Minchas Asoilas as the Miuchedesh B'Menachis, and the reason is because, as we said, it has no add-on descriptive terms. Which one is it? You should know. Let me tell you. That's the first one mentioned in the Torah. That's the Minchas Asoilas. Hachi Gamar, a Zohi Mincha Miuchedesh B'Menachis. In case you want to know, you're wondering, which is the one that Rida was referring to when he said Miuchedesh B'Menachis? Because the less Leishleim Levi, because it has no added descriptive term. You want to know which one it is? Zusha Pasach Bechus Atchila happens to be the first one on the list. Says, what do we need added descriptive, you know, definitions? Pshita, Mincha Seles Ka'amah. Look at the Mishnah. He clearly says what he means. Rida says, Mincha means Mincha Sasseles, because that's the Miuchedes, so why do we need added explanations? You're right. Even though he said Mincha Sasseles, Kamar, Siman Ba'alma, the Braisa just wanted to clarify it further, so that you clearly remember, you have a proper Siman, a proper way to remember, to avoid any confusion. Says the Braisa, you should know that the wonder of Yudah mentioned in the Mishnah is the first on the list. Now you know for sure, it's the Mincha Sasseles, and you'll never forget that. Okay, a fellow got up and says, Mincha. I'm bringing Mincha. Mincha is single, right? One. Min ha-mincha. Min means a type. Min of ha-mincha. Again, that's one. The Mishnah spoke about plural as well. If he says, Minachais, right? It means two. Or Min Minachais means two. Two different of the same type, right? What if he uses language which is sort of unclear? It's not single, it's not plural, it's somewhere in the middle. Wait, Rav Papa. Minei, types. Minei means types, so it's plural. And then he follows with mincha, singular. Mao, how do we deal with this fellow? Do we focus on the plural or on the single? Kiven dama minei, when he says minei tarti kam, he's referring to two types. He says to bring two different types. Umay mincha, when he followed with singular mincha, that's a family name. The Kula, or the Kulhu. Menachis name Mincha Mikaryan. All the different types of Menachis are covered by the Mincha umbrella. The Pasuk says, V'zois Teres HaMincha. So it uses the Lashon Mincha, even though it's referring to all different types. So Mincha is like a family name, right? It's an umbrella term. Minei Mincha means many types of the Mincha. Or you can say, no, he only brings one. Given the Amar Mincha, look, he said one mincha. Who says we should, you know, sort of interpret it this way? Mincha means one. And although he began with mine, which is plural, my mine mincha, what does that mean? He meant to say, mi mine mincha. From the various types of mincha, I know there are so many types, from those I'll bring one. Mincha, chada, one mincha alai is upon me. Tashma, so which way is it? So, when he says min mincha, it's one. Mine mincha is two. Tashma. Let's try to figure this out. From the Mishnah. He says mincha, that's one. Or min mincha, one type, that's again one. Yav yachad, just brings one. Let's make an inference. Let's make a deal. But if there's a plural element in his words, he'll bring two. Hab, however, mine mincha. If he switches min to mine mincha, that would be two shtai. That's right, that is two. Aim a safe. Oh, let's move on to the next case of the mission. You'll have a conflicting inference. You'll have an inference going the other way. Aim a safe. So the Mishnah continues, Menachais, which is totally plural, or Menachais. So then it's Yavish time, it brings two. However, let's infer from here, Ha Mine Mincha. But now, suppose he says Mine Mincha, that wouldn't qualify for two, it's only Chada. So you have sort of a conflicting diuk. From the ratio it sounds one way, the safe it sounds the opposite. Ella, rather, meha, from this type of language, leka, from the Shnishna, we can't really derive any clarity. Leka, lemashma, we can't really derive anything from here because we're not really sure which inference is the correct one, which one is, is just sort of Toshmai comes another attempt at proving this point. So again, let's just clarify. If it's Mine Menachos, definitely two. Or even Min Menachos, interesting, even Min Menachos certainly means two. We'll bring two of the same type, right? Mincha is one. Mincha is one. But Mine, which is plural, together with Mincha, which can go either way, Mincha can mean one, it can mean many, because of the Pasuk, there's Teres HaMincha. So we're unsure about that. Toshmai comes another attempt at resolving this question. So the Brisa says, Min Menachos alai, Yavishtei Menachos, Menachot. Okay, so he brings one type, but two of that type. Two Menachos from that type. Let's make a diuk. Let's infer. Ha, Mimine or Mine Samagaris, Mine Mincha, which is exactly our case. Mine Mincha, plural and then single. Chada, that's only one. Says anyone, no. Dilma, perhaps you can say, Ha, Mine Mincha, maybe Shtei Menachos. Mishnei Minin. That in the case of Mine Mincha, you would also have to bring two. Two different types. Two of different types. So maybe that's the deal. The Brisa begins, Min Menachos, it's two of the same type. But the deal would be, Mine Mincha, you would have to bring two different types. But how could you say that? The fact is, the Brisa, we have a Brisa which continues and tells us, Min Menachos alai, maybe Shtei Menachos Menachot. Min Menachos, right? So that was the first case we had. So it's two Menachos of the same type. And the Brisa continues, Mine Menachos, instead of Min Menachos, Mine, which is two types of Menachos, alai. In this case, it brings one of this type, one of the other type. Maybe Shtei Menachos, Mishnei Minin. So only this case is it going to be two different Menachos, two different types. Ha, Mine Mincha. But in the case of Mine and then Mincha, which is our topic of our discussion today, in that case, he wouldn't qualify for two different ones. Chad is only one. So here we have a solid diuk that Mine Mincha is only one, because the Brisa expresses itself and presents a case which would trigger two. Mine Menachos. Then it's two. But if it's Mine Mincha, apparently it's only one. You're right, says the Gemara. You're right. But perhaps the one speaking in this price is a different shita. It's Reb Shimon. You see, Reb Shimon holds that there's a certain family of menachos called Mafi Tanner. Mafi Tanner is the one that's baked. And we have two sub-varieties in that type. One is called chalos. Like we said before, chalos are the loaf-shaped, and rikikin are the more cracker-style. According to Reb Shimon, you can mix and match. See, the Rabbanon hold, you have to pick your choice. You want to bring soilus, machbas, machmach. You want to bring chalis, chalis. You can't mix them up. You can't do five chalis, five rikikin. According to Reb Shimon, they're all in the same family. Chalis and rikikin are part of the Mafi Tanner arrangement. You could mix and match. You can make any combination you want. You can have 10 chalis or 10 rikikin, or you could have 5 and 5, or 6 and 4, 7 and 3, right? 8 and 2, 9 and 1. So, according to Reb Shimon, you can have an interesting type of configuration. You could have many types in the same mincha, so to speak. It's all under Mafi Tanner. under the Mafitaner brand, so to speak, but there are different types. One is loaves and one is crackers. So again, that's perhaps what the Braisa means. Dilma, perhaps the Braisa which has now indicated to us through this diuk that minei mincha would indicate just one mincha, despite the fact that he said minei. Maybe that's because it's going like Rav Shimon, and we're speaking about an interesting configuration. He's bringing a combination, a combined mincha of chalas and rekikin, which are minim, different types, but technically under the same brand of mincha, they're all mafei taner. So there's a way to sort of apply this phrase in a way that works, in a way that only obligates him in one mincha, which carries within it two different types. Dil Mohamani Rav Shimon, maybe it's going like Rav Shimon Damur, who says mechza chalos, or mechza rekikin. Yeah, a person could choose to combine chalos and rekikin under the Mafei Tano brand. And therefore, we can fully explain his intention when he says minei mincha. He wasn't trying to tie himself into knots. He knew what he was saying. He meant I'll bring one type of mincha which contains two different types of products. Mincha de isbei trei mini, which has two different types in it. So, according to this approach, you can get away with just one mincha that contains both elements. Aval rabbanon de amri mechza chalos u mechza rekikin liyav. But according to the Shitas Chacham, you can't mix and match. You can't combine chalos and rekikin. So there is no such breed, no such creature. So perhaps according to them, when he says minei mincha, there's no way to really apply it other than bringing two separate menachis. Maybe shtei menachis, mishnei minei, two different types. A mincha of this, a mincha of the other. But we're not really sure on this. So bottom line is, when he expresses himself clearly, singular, of course it's one. Duplicate, it's two. When there's a mix, minei mincha can be taken in both directions. Either it means one of the types of mincha, or it means many, and mincha can mean plural, as per the pasuk, zois teres mincha, which is an umbrella term for all menachis. Okay, now we move on to the next fellow, who actually did specify which mincha, but he can't recall. Pirashti, v'eni yedema pirashti, yavi chamishten. The only way out is to cover all possibility, bring all five menachis. Soiles, machas, marcheshes, chalas, and rekik. Now, well, why only five? Really, it could be 14 possibilities. Why? You see, according to Reb Shimon, you have the soiles, machas, marcheshes. But now, when we move over to Mafei Taner, there are many varieties, many types of combinations. You can have straightforward 10 chalas, or you can have 10 rekikin. Okay, it's also an option. You can mix and match. You can have basically 9 other variations, 9 other combinations. You could have 9 chalas with 1 rakik, 8 chalas with 1 rakik, 7 chalas with 1 rakik, 6 and 4, 5 and 5, all the way down to 1 chala, 9 rakikin. That's another 9 options aside from the standard of 10 chalas or 10 rakikin. So for one sort of one spectrum to the other, you end up with a spread of 11 possibilities, right? You start with 10 chalas on the right, and then you combine. Next option would be 9 chalas, 1 rakik, 8 chalas, 2 rakikin, all the way down to the other side, till you can get to 10 rakikin, which is another option. So it's 11 options in total, plus the 3 standard, soilus, machmas, macheshes, a total of 14. So why is he getting away with just 5 variations? He has to bring 14 different types of combinations. Ma'antana, so who's speaking in the Mishnah? Who suffices with 5? It's obviously not like Rav Shimon. Amar Rav Yimer, to like Rav Shimon, dik Rav Shimon, because according to Rav Shimon, kivud Amar, since he allows mixing and matching different types under the Mafei Tana brand, mechza chalos, mechza rekikin, he can bring half and half, or as Rashi says, or any other combination. Now, inam is so like Rabbi Yehuda, even full grant that Rav Shimon is going like Rabbi Yehuda, we had a discussion a couple of weeks ago. How many units in each mincha? Rav Meir says 12, Rav Yehuda says 10. Okay, let's go with the lower number. Okay, let's be easy on the fellow. So it's 10 units per mincha. The Amar says, Kol ha-mincha is bo'is eser. A mincha is comprised of 10 units, but you'll still end up with many combinations here. Like we explained, ikul sfuka, bar ba'asrei menachis. You can speculate about 14 different types of combinations. So why only 5? Abaya Omar. No, I feel the Tanya Rav Shimon, even Rav Shimon would agree that you don't have to go past 5. Why? Look, he brings in Seilis, 10 pieces, Machvas, 10 units, Marchesh, 10 units. Then he brings Mafi Taner, 10 units of Chalis, 10 units of the Rekikin. He sets them up. He says, look, I'm not sure how it works. I'm not sure if I promised 10 Chalis or 10 Rekikin or any sort of combination thereof. But it's all here. Whichever it is my obligation. The rest is just a donation. So even if you didn't, you know, place them in the same, you know, he didn't set them up properly, you can do this with a condition. I feel that Rav Shimon, Shamin, Rav Shimon, we know that Rav Shimon holds, the Amar says, Maisa, you can bring a carbon, you're in a state of uncertainty. You must make a condition. You can condition it and say, look, if it's meant to be this, it's this, meant to be the other thing, the Sanya, we find the Brisa with a fellow who's totally in the dark regarding Nazir. Was I a Nazir? Was I not? Was I a Mitzvah? Did I become Tame? All complicated situation. So he has to sort of get out of his situation, and there are karbonis involved, but Mitzvah brings an Asham, and you know, the Nazir brings a Shlomim. So what does he do? The day following the 60th day. So this is discussed in great length in Tesefta, elsewhere in the Gemara. But the point here is that on that day he brings a karbon on account of uncertainty, and he conditions it. Let it be applied to whatever I need. Otherwise, it's just a donation. Lomachros, maybe Asham, if you look at it, he brings the Asham, we still move to Amid Beis. He brings the Asham of the Metzeris, in case he's a Metzeris, with the Lug oil, and he gets up and declares, look, if it's needed, fine, otherwise I'm donating it. In Metzeris, if I'm a Metzeris, Zeu Ashamai, Vezelug, this is my covered Asham, Zeu Ashamai, this is my Lug. Vimla, if I don't really need it, I don't really require it, I'm not a Metzeris, whatever. So then, it's a donation. Asham Zeh, let it be used for a nadava. Let it be a shlamim. So now this animal is either an asham or a shlamim. So you have to treat it accordingly and give it all these strictnesses and all the laws that apply to both to cover all possibilities. But you say asham, so this asham ton shchita b'tzofen, it has to be shechted in tzofen like an asham. Umatan bohines, and the blood of the carbon has to be placed on the thumb, the large toe of the mitzvah, as though it's an asham or smicha. Now we take on the possibility that perhaps it's a shlamim, so it needs smicha like a shlamim, unasachim like a shlamim, tumpaschaz v'shoik like a shlamim. And in terms of the time frame, v'nechal zuchik kuhuna, first of all, has to be fed to a consumption time frame. First of all, it has to be fed only to the zacharim of the kuhuna, like it's an asham, so we take into account that possibility. Liyam v'layla, and has a shortened time frame, a day and a night, unlike a shlamim, which has, you know, a longer time frame. So you see that according to Rav Shimon, you could sort of condition things according to the circumstance. Now, here comes the question. Although the Gemara already clarified, where was this Gemara? B'shchitas kochem. Shchitas kochem is actually a mesechah zvachim. It's called shchitas kochem. Zvachim means the shecht. And Maseches Chulin, by the way, coming up soon, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, is called Shchitas Chulin. So in Maseches Zvachim, we clarified that really Reb Shimon doesn't really grant, you know, open license, a green light for all situations. You can't just do whatever you want. Emor D'Amar Reb Shimon Maisi. When does Reb Shimon allow, you know, to bring or Masne to make a condition Chatchila? You know, when can you do this as a sort of a solution? That Kuni Gavra. We can initiate this process only when we're trying to fix the person. We're trying to, you know, get his record straight. He's confused. He's an asham. He's a mitzvah. He's not a mitzvah, right? So to address his situation and to rectify his situation, we allow this type of system, Ava Ba'alma, but typically it's not something we just allow ourselves to do, because it's only the Eved in. Yeah, if it's after the fact, let's say, you know, Rashi brings a classic case of a mix-up, two karbanos. You have an Asham and a Shlam got mixed up. You don't know what's what, so you have to treat them both accordingly. So you make a Tanai, you know, and all that. But the Chatchila loy, but the Chatchila, we don't initiate a system which would necessitate bringing things on condition. So that's true, and perhaps that would explain why in our case you can't bring the mincha in this fashion, right? No, but that's not a concern in this case. Hanimi, that's only a concern gabi shlomim, the komai pachilasan. You see, when you treat a shlomim like an asham, what you're doing is you're shortening its edibility time frame, right? Because dahavu kachim beis apsul, you can end up generating a psul on the kachim if it's left beyond day and night, which is the shortened asham time frame, whereas a shlom really has 2 days. So by forcing a shlomim to be consumed like an asham, you're causing issues. You might cause it to be possible, prematurely, unnecessarily. Aval menachas, but if by the menachas, what's the issue? Aval chatchila. We can initiate this process, not a problem. You're not causing any premature psul. Again, you're taking 10 chalos, 10 rikikim, right? The same, you know, time frame, whether it's this, whether it's that, whether it's obligated, whether it's donation, and you work accordingly. You say, look, I don't know what he had in mind. He says, if I had this in mind, it would be this combination. Otherwise, that's the combination, and the rest is in a davar. What's the problem? I'm going to pop it up by it. So Abaye was the one who proposed this solution. He says, I'll explain to you why, according to Reb Shimon, you don't need to bring all the other variations, because you simply get away with 10 and 10, and you condition it accordingly. I'm going to Papa, so he asked the question on Abaye. Now, we have other issues. Fine, you bring 10 and 10, and whichever one is the right combination is the chayva, and the rest is in the dava. Fine. But according to Reb Shimon, that you can actually do that. You can combine, you know, you can bring half chalos, half rikikin, 5 and 5, right? You can do that, and you explain to him the Mishnah is going according to this shita as well. But technically, he only pledged one mincha, one isorain, one lug of oil, and now he has two, right? And he's going to do he's going to make a combination of the two, right? And he's sort of going to take 5 of this Isorin and 5 of the other Isorin, if it's true that he really pledged 5 Chalas, 5 Rikikin. But again, the 10 Chalas were produced from one Isorin, 10 Rikikin from the next Isorin. And now you're allowing a combination. Basically, taking some material from this Isorin that belongs to this Mincha and combining with material from the other Isorin. You're joining together, you're mixing two Isorinas, a little of this, a little. You can't do that. An Isorin is a finite entity. So you can't mix them up. You can't combine a little this, a little that. How come my Yisroin Echad will turn out that he's bringing one Yisroin comprised of two Yisroinites? Yisroin Echad Mishnei Yisroinites. Vulug Echad Mishnei Lugan, a lug of oil, again, is comprised of two Lugan, a little this, a little that. That doesn't work. The answer is you could. Shamin Rab Shimon, we know that Rab Shimon holds. We heard that the Amar says, Im Hevi Yisroin Echad Mishnei Yisroinites, it works. You could combine. Rashi says, I'm not sure where this is, where he said it, but that's how we knew that he held that sheet. So it's okay. But the next question is, fine. So you can make an Isorin, which is combined of two, etc. But what about the Kemitza? You meant to scoop out a little of the Mincha, right? Now, he doesn't know which one is his real one, which one is the obligation, which one is the donation. So he has to make a kmitza. Right? He has 10 chalas, 10 rikikin. He has no idea. Maybe his pledge is really 5 and 5. So how's he going to do the kmitza? Umikmatz hechi kamatz. The masni bomber, again, he makes the following condition. So he takes two kmitzes, one kmitza from the chalis, one from the rikikin, and he declares as follows. The mas nivomer, he makes a condition as follows. I chalis l'chudayu, urikikin l'chudayu amri. If I obligated myself in just 10 chalis or just 10 rikikin, Okay, so that's pretty simple. The kakamitzna mechalis, the kmitza from the chalis, lama chalis applies to the chalis. The kakamitzna merikikin, the ones that I take from the rikikin, now the rikikin, the kmitza from the rikikin goes on the rikikin. Right? So let's say he really was chayv to bring chalis, that's the obligatory mincha, and the rikikin is the nedav. What if it was 50-50? He really pledged five chalis and five rikikin. Vimechza rikikin. Omechza chalis amri. If I promised half and half, five chalis and five rikikin, okay, not a problem. I'm taking a kmitz from the chalis and a kmitz from the rikikin. So the kmitz from the chalis, the one that I'm taking from the chalis, lahavia omechza chalis, that should apply to the five chalis. Omechza rikikin, and also should apply to the five rikikin. That's part of that package. So basically, he's taking a kmitz from the chalis and have it applied on the rikikin. That's going to be the next question. And the kmitzin I'm doing from the rikikin, from the 10 rikikin, lahave amechza rikikin, amechza chalis. That will apply to the 5 rikikin and to the 5 chalis that come along with that. Right? So he's doing again 2 kmitzes, one from the 10 chalis, having that applied to, on the chance that it's really 5 and 5, to the 5 chalis and the 5 rikikin that come along with that. And likewise, the kmitzin and rikikin applies to the 5 rikikin and the 5 chalis that come along with that. And one is a chayv, one is an adam. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? How could he do that? Suppose he's really dealing with 5 and 5. So he's meant to make a kmitza from chalas and rikikin together as one kmitza. How could he be mighty? How could he do a kmitza on the chalas and say, okay, let it be applied to the rikikin? Kmitza, by definition, means to scoop out that material that you're obligated to do. V'boy mikmatz chad kaimitz. He's meant to do one combined kaimitz and have both materials in that kaimitz. A little bit chalis, a little rikikin. He doesn't have that in this case. Because this kaimitz is purely chalis. This one's purely rikikin. He's meant to have one kaimitz with combined material of chalis and rikikin within it. He's not having it in this case. But in this case, he's doing kmitza mechalis purely on the chalis, a rikikin, and he wants it to apply to the 5 rikikin that are meant to come along with those 5 chalis, and vice versa, on rikikin and chalis, and the kmitza on the rikikin. He's trying to have address the chalis, but in his kmitza there's only rikikin material. Answer is it works. Shamin l'Rab Shimon, again I'm going like Rab Shimon, who says it's one happy family. Since they're all under the Mafet Tano brand, you can do it this way. So although in his kmitza on the chalis, you only find chala material in his hand, theoretically it could be considered an accommodation on the rikikin, the 5 rikikin as well, that are part of that package. Shamin Rab Shimon the Amru says, Im kamatz v'olo b'yodei me'echad ashneim yata. If he does a kmitza and he only discovers chalis material in his hand, it's okay. So he's talking about a case where a person actually brings a regular mincha, 5 and 5. And he grabs a kmitza, but he finds only chalim material, that's fine. It's one package, and they accommodate each other. One more question. Fine, so we addressed the yisurin issue, we addressed the kmitza. What about the oil? What about the leftover oil? You see, the mafi taner has two types, chalis, which are mixed with oil, and we have rikikin, with the oil is smeared on the surface after baking. The leftovers of the oil, so it depends, the leftovers of the chalis, leftover oil of the chalis are meant to be mixed back in into the chalis. Whereas leftover oil of the rikikin, you see the chalis, you can mix them up with as much oil as you want, so there's no leftover. But by the rikikin, after you smear it, what happens to the leftovers? So the halacha is that it goes to the kayhanim. So the question is, what do we do with the leftover oil here in this case? We're not sure whether he was supposed to bring chalis, in which case leftovers get mixed back in, or rikikin, in which case leftovers go to kayhanim. But you can say, Hashem, what do you do with the leftover oil? Dimechza chalis, mechza rikikin, Omar, if he promised 5 and 5. Moisir Hashem nachzir lechalis. Halacha is in this case, you mix the oil back to the chalis. You don't give it to the kohanim. But really, ikula rekikin omer, if he really promised only rekikin, in this case, the leftover oil is directed to the kayanim, has a different status. Moisir Hashem, leftover oil, nechal kayanim. So what do you do now? Says the Gemara, oh, k'rab Shimon Yehuda. We're going like the Shita, the sign of Shimon Yehuda, omer, Mishim Rab Shimon. He says that even if the fellow promised a package of five chalas of five rekikin, even in this case, the leftover oil from the rekikin goes to the kohanim. It's not mixed back into the chalas. So you smear like a key configuration, a certain kind of letter, like a V or something, on the surface of the rekikin. So either way, it's going to end up with the kohanim, and there's no issue here. So just like when you bring just rekikin, the leftover go to the kohanim, even if you bring it as a joint package, chalas and rekikin, the leftover from the rekikin go to the kohanim. So that's what we do in this case as well. Okay, let's recap today's daf. A person says, I'm going to bring a mincha without specifying. He can choose whichever one he wants. Rabbi Yehuda says, you bring soilus, minchas ha-soilus. That's the one without a shem levoy. That's the standard. When a person speaks single, it's one. Plural, it's two. What if he mixes me and a mincha? We're not sure about that. He specified a mincha, but he doesn't remember which one. He brings all five. And according to Rabbi Shimon, so some say he'll have to bring 14. According to Abaye, no. He'll bring the same five and he'll condition. I'll make a tonight. We worked out how to do the sarin, the rukmitza, and the leftover oil. All the best to you and atzlacha.